And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative and just plain right. Hey, we're going to jump into the third dipper here and hopefully get a bunch of I can tell the text lines. We've already gotten a bunch of content. Yeah. But let me do this first of all. I got to tell you, one of our sponsors now is Southern Immediate Care. Southern Immediate Care is a chain of clinics that are all over North Alabama. They've got them in like Gadsden, Atala, Anniston, five locations around the Birmingham area. Two newest ones they've got are in Chelsea and Hoover. Now, Southern Immediate Care is open 7 days a week. 7 days a week, y'all. I mean, think about what that means, especially to a family with small kids. You know, little one wakes up with a fever on a Saturday morning. What do you do? Well, Southern Immediate Care is open. Go on the website, find the location nearest to you. They take walk-ins, and they take all ages, by the way. I mean, I'm talking pediatric to geriatric. They take all of it. And I want to make sure y'all know, this is who I use personally. Southern Immediate Care is where I go in the Gadsden area. And it's just every time I go, it's like it's so clean and the staff is so friendly and I've always gotten great service. So, yeah, Southern Immediate Care. And I know the owner, by the way, the owner of Southern Immediate Care's chain of clinics. I know that doc. He's a good one. And by the way, he's a right side ruffian. So anyway, think about it. You need medical attention. They will take you in. And when you go, by the way, do me a favor. Tell them you heard about it on Right Side Radio. All right, I'm in number three of the triple dipper here. I'm calling this "We Want Our Country Back," and I, you know, here's the article that got me jazzed on this idea this morning. As I was resourcing the show, I literally was one dipper short, and Charlene even looked in. It was somewhere around 6 in the morning or 6:30 or something like that, and I'm saying I got one more dipper, and then I found this article on Red State, and it triggered something. That's what happens every once in a while when I'm getting ready for the show. Sometimes it's a thing like the Trump indictment. I can see what I want to do. Sometimes it's a Adventures in Woke World kind of thing where I know I'm going to build woke stories together because I can see so many of them. Other times, though, it's something that just triggers a thought, and I begin thinking it through, and it becomes a theme. And that's this one. We Want Our Country Back. The article that got my attention was on Red State. Came out yesterday. It's the heir to the Anheuser-Busch company that they had sold off the company to whoever owns it now. And he basically said he is willing now to buy back Bud Light and the other brands. In his words, we'll make that brand great again. In other words, what you're looking at there is the guy whose family started it, who has watched it get trashed, who is willing to say, I want it back because I want it back where it used to be. I want it back because I'll put something into it that you won't. And then I got to thinking, I see that so much right now. There are things happening in our culture. These culture wars that we're in, and it's not just culture wars. It's things like policy on energy and what our southern border is doing. All of these things. And I thought, there are so many places where I find myself saying, I want my freaking country back. And so I've got a list of things here. I mean, you tell me, Boomer. I mean, you and I were talking just briefly during the break. We were about to get cranked up on it, but... As we're looking at this topic right now, I saw your face a minute ago, and I said, we want our country back, and you look like you already had a list in your mind.
I mean, I think I have a whole list in my mind, and I'm sure I'm not the only one. I probably could just go on the rant for the rest of the show talking about
leaving. You take over. Let's go.
No, thank you. just the things that we want back, but also in my head it's the thing that I want to get rid of. Mm. And the thing that I want to get rid of is the cancel culture.
Yeah.
And the way that I look at the cancel culture thing is it doesn't matter. It's because of if we do not do, say, think the way that they want us to, they're going to dismiss us. And that is not the way it should be.
Dismiss us or even try to damage us.
Or damage us, exactly. And that's something that needs to be... completely taken away because one, that's not what we were founded on.
Wait, did you say you want to cancel culture?
Yeah, I do. You can look at it in the other way of we're cancel culturing the whole Bud Light thing. But in my head, I don't think of it that way. I think of it as, what are you pressing upon me and then saying I have to do this?
Yeah, or else.
Or else.
Yeah.
And then if you don't do it, you're dead to me, you know, that type of thing, or this is what's going to happen to you because of that.
But you know what? You bring up a point about the Bud Light thing. cancel culture. Did we cancel Bud Light? I don't think so, because here's the thing. I've always seen cancel culture as being those organized efforts to harm the other person for not getting on board with the narrative or whatever, you know?
Right.
Doxing you because you didn't do what you wanted to do. I don't recall hearing any organized efforts to stop buying Bud Light. People just saw it and went,
nope.
And there was like this kind of like wave of populist dislike. I'm done with them. And it was almost like every bit of it was organic. It wasn't even an organized cancel. It was just a we're done with you, man. Wow.
All right. What about
name one?
God's rainbow.
I want our rainbow.
I mean,
back.
The covenant between Christ and the earth, saying he will never do this again.
Yep.
And then on the other side of the spectrum, the innocence of our children that they're trying to control.
Yeah. So make that practical. I want our libraries back.
Amen.
I mean, how simple is that? I want our libraries back. Our tax dollars go into those libraries. I want our libraries back.
Mm.
All right. What else we got?
So many messages on here.
I mean, it's like, wow. Okay.
So many.
Eric from Eva, Alabama says, bring back common sense. That'd fix everything.
Common sense. I love it. Give me some common sense.
What else we got? John from Brownsboro. Wokeness meets jackassery. It's the antithesis of the old idiom of unstoppable force meets an immovable object. Glad I'm on the right side. Thank you, John. Appreciate you, man. Jeremy from Huntsville. Hey, you know that guy on the $100 bill? Okay, what are we going here? His 1731 on July 1st, he founded this thing called the Library Company, which essentially became the foundation of the librarian and public libraries. Cool, huh? Okay, thanks. Appreciate it, Jeremy. He says, libraries are so American. One of the seven ancient wonders of the world was a library. That is true. The Library of Alexandria. All right, Brian from Huntsville says, on topic, good or bad, I want our military base names back. For instance, Fort Bragg. You know what? Yes, Fort Liberty. Even in my monologue today, I mentioned Fort Bragg. I've spent a lot of time at Bragg. I spent a lot of time at Benning. I've they're not Bragg and Benning anymore. I spent a lot of time over at Hood. It's not Hood anymore.
Just give us our speech back.
Yeah, thank you very much. Thank you. Can we have our language back?
Yes.
Steve from Madison. I want our rainbow back. There you go. Steve from Madison.
Mm.
Missy from Falkville. I want we the people, one nation under God, and in God we trust, back. I like it. Yeah, please tell that to the women's national soccer team. That was one of my articles right here. That's
yes.
One of the things I want back is our sports. I realize there's a bunch of athletes out there that are not problems. You know, they're not. In fact, I got to go back and look up his name. I'm drawing a blank. The Pittsburgh Steeler, who was an Army Ranger. He's huge. I mean, how'd they find a uniform for this guy? But he played on the line for Pittsburgh after he got out of his Army. I think he was at West Point. Then he went into the Army. He was an Army Ranger. Went to Afghanistan. Came back from that. Played in the NFL. There was one day when his team would not come out for the national anthem, and he was the only member of his team who walked out and stood for the national anthem. How about that? I want that kind of stuff back. I want that attitude back. I want it back. Where the national anthem is no longer controversial, it's just what we do. I mean, why is that hard? This goes on. I want to hear what y'all think. What do you want back? If you want our country back, give me a piece of it. Tell me something, anything, and we'll talk about it. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. We will be right back. We are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative, just plain right. I mean, covering down on some major ground across the northern half of the most beautiful, the most beautiful state in the nation, Alabama. And I'm talking about this show. We send our signal like way down south of Birmingham and up north of Huntsville, Tuscaloosa, back to Gadsden, parts of Georgia, Tennessee, and Mississippi, all thrown in just for good measure. Hey, listen, I got to tell you guys, too, one of our sponsors since the very beginning has been ZLA Solutions. ZLA Solutions, they are epic good at what they do. They can help you with all kinds of things that help your business. And I mean, like, they can do things like help you with things like quality control, logistics, warehousing, all of that. But their bread and butter remains staffing. If you need people, they can help you with that. Now, if you personally are looking for a job, you're driving down the road right now thinking, I wish I had a gig, you might want to look at their website, ZLAUSA.com, because they've got jobs posted right now with good employers all over North Alabama and beyond, really. But if you are also an employer looking for people, they can do the recruiting, the background checks, the drug testing, all of it. I mean, I'm talking blue collar, white collar, no collar. It doesn't matter. They can help you with it. ZLA Solutions. I know these folks personally. They are friends of mine. I believe in what they do and how they do it. So, yeah, check them out. Their website is ZLAUSA.com. That's ZLA Solutions at ZLAUSA.com. And tell them you heard about it on Right Side Radio. Okay, we're on a roll right now. In fact, I just actually was told by one of our listeners that we are on a roll. So thank you for that. But we want our country back. I mean, I've got a list right here. And what sparked this, again, I'll tell you, was this article on Red State. It came out yesterday. Are the resources up, Boom? I didn't think about that. If you want to see these articles, when you hear me rattling paper, you're like, man, where's that article? Where do you find that? Go to our website, rightsideradio.org. Go to the tab that says live stream. And right above the video streaming, you'll see a button that says resources. Click on that button. Every article that we've got posted by Dipper is sitting there where you can go grab them yourself if you want to. That being said, the article that got my attention and sort of created the mindset for this particular, Dipper is on Red State, and it's the heir to the original Anheuser-Busch family is now offering to buy back Bud Light and the other brands because, in his words, we'll make that brand great again. What he's basically saying is, he says right here, the inexplicably stupid decision to hook up with TikTok influencer Dylan Mulvaney has just created a debacle that has tanked a national brand, really an international brand, the everyman brand, the one that, you know, was the top seller in the nation. People are losing their jobs now because of this ridiculous decision. And he's saying, basically, he wants that piece of America back. He's willing to buy it back and build it back up and make it great again. Well, there's a lot of that going around. I've got articles like right here. Let me find one. Which one do I want here? How about this one? Megyn Kelly, New York Post, she was talking about the fact that she is disgusted with the U.S. women's soccer team. And I agree with that. I want our sports back. I'm tired of activist athletes that forget that they're there to entertain the crowds that bought the tickets. And the very idea that they're going to kneel at the national anthem. By the way, Boomer, I forgot to look it up. Did you look up that Pittsburgh Steelers football player I was talking about?
I did, and then I X'd out of it. So give me one more second.
All right, thanks. The women, I have never not cheered for a U.S. team. But I could have cared less about the women's national soccer team because I was so sick of their activism. Megan Rapinoe leading everybody with her green or purple or whatever hair she had that particular day, kneeling at the national anthem, berating her own country, demanding things, you know, using her position as a bully pulpit for liberal culturalism. And they had a dismal showing, the worst showing they've ever had on the world stage. And you know what? America didn't care because we didn't care about them because they didn't care about us. I want our women's sports back. How about I want sports back in general? What's his name?
His name is Alejandro Villanueva.
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 That's it. Mm-hmm. Alejandro Villanueva, I believe. Yeah, and he was an Army Ranger.
Yep.
He's huge. He played on the line for the Pittsburgh Steelers.
Big old guy.
He's a big old dude. Like, I'm thinking, how did they find a beret to fit that head when he was, you know, in the Ranger regiment?
Mm.
But yeah, he was a big old, but he came out. And I think I even said it on my show at one point. He became my hero at that moment. When the entire Pittsburgh Steelers team decided to stay in the locker room during the national anthem, he said, not doing it. And he got up and he walked out and he stood there by himself. And then he went back in the locker room.
Put his hand over his heart.
Yep, put his hand over his heart and stood there for the national anthem. The only member of his team. And then later on, he blocked for all of them and did what he had to do. But yeah, Alejandro Villanueva, good guy. Let me take some of these text messages. Who else we got here? What do y'all want to see? If we want our country back, what do y'all want to see? Oh, you got
something. What about?
You got one?
I got another one. What about all these? I want all of our shopping, normalized shopping back instead of trying to push everything on us again.
Oh, like
does
Target.
That make sense?
Yeah. I'm sitting here holding an article about
exactly.
Target.
Oh, there you go. Don't push it on us. Just Target. Do what you're supposed to do. Sell us goods.
Headline on Fox News today. Target learns a tough lesson after sales slumps due to backlash from Pride merchandise fiasco. They're so busy trying to identify with less than 1% of the nation on things that offend the vast majority of the nation that they've got in there. They've got super queer party supplies and grow at your own pace saucer planters and June Pride Month displays with female style swimsuits to be used to tuck male genitalia. I mean, it's just like the whole thing's like, God almighty, y'all. But Target's market value fell to $57 billion from a high of $74 billion. They dropped like a third of their market value. And it's because of this. And I agree. And in fact, we were sitting here, we did Boomer McQueen one day, remember? And McQueen was talking about how Target used to be one of her escapes.
Oh, it was. And it's not anymore.
I can tell you right now, in my family, the same way.
Yeah.
I've seen Charlene and my daughter-in-law both love Target and both don't love Target right now. Why is that? Because we want our Target back.
Right.
Thank you very much.
Man.
And I know it's not ours. It's not public dollars, but you know what I'm saying. This anyway. All right, what else we got here? Parts guy from Albertville says he wants free trade back. Wow. Yeah. Steve from Huntsville says, Colonel, if Trump goes to jail, does the Secret Service go with him? That's not even on topic. I'm not even sure why I read that one out loud. Thank you very much, Steve.
Jenny from Gunnersville. I like this one.
What?
Our work ethic back.
Oh, wow.
Isn't that true?
That got crushed during COVID, didn't it?
Completely crushed. Nobody wants to work anymore.
Yeah, how many times did we have to go to a fast food place and drive through only?
Yeah, exactly. Drive through only.
And I swear, quality has still not come back.
Quality hasn't. And, I mean, you go through a drive through now, and there's still like one or two people in there, so it's taking forever.
Yeah. Don't get it. I don't get it at all.
And that's not just drive fast food. It's anywhere.
Chuck from Oneida, Tennessee says, you guys are on a roll. Say it loud. All right. We want our country back. How about that? There you go. Thanks, Chuck. Mike from Huntsville. I want the gold standard back. Oh, see, that's interesting. That predates. That goes back to, like, was it Nixon who took us out of the gold standard, and our dollar has been hurting ever since. Terry from Hartsel says, as a veteran, I want my military culture back, and I want the pride for our country back. I agree. And you know what's interesting, too, Terry, and I say this with all sincerity, I think the pride is still there. It's just that the squeaky wheels right now are the liberals who don't want you to be proud. And they keep getting the clickbait kind of stuff on social media, and they get, you know, the constant attention of the mainstream media. But I really believe that it still means something to most of America to see the American flag flapping in the breeze. I do. I really do believe that most veterans still stand a little taller when they hear their service song. You know, when the Army song is playing and the caissons come rolling in, it gets in my heart real quick. What else we got here? Joyce from Madison is brand spanking new in the text line. Glad to have you on board, Joyce. Welcome aboard. Kim from Danville. I would love to see America go back to the way we all were after 9/11, when pride in who we were as a nation could be seen and felt on every corner. And I agree with that. I really feel like the effects of COVID have gone well beyond the illness of COVID. I really feel like COVID drained and conditioned our society to expect less and to be satisfied with less and to be satisfied with mediocre and to be fearful of things that we shouldn't be fearful of. I know last night, and I couldn't go because it was my little man's birthday party, but you were at the men's night Church of the Highlands, which where you and I both go, had thousands and thousands of men across the state of Alabama.
Thousands. I think like around 13,000 total. Or I mean, it was crazy.
And I'm so glad we're back there again.
Right.
But for a while there, nobody could gather, and there's a great deal of harm that happens in a culture when you're not allowed to get together.
There is a huge, there's nothing like being together in a community, gathering and worshiping Christ, but even just gathering and standing together versus standing together over a Zoom call.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. You're absolutely right. I got a new texter in the line, didn't tell us who they are. Tell us who you are and where you're from, but they say, great show. Just like you spent some time in Fort Polk, Fort Hood, Fort Bragg, I cannot refer to them with their new Oak names. I hope the next Republican administration changes the name back. Totally ridiculous decision. It is, absolutely. I mean, I never went down to Fort Bend. I agree with that. That started off with Brian from Huntsville said that. I want the names of our military bases back. I never went to Fort Benning, where, by the way, I served with, you know, men and women of all demographics. I mean, black guys in my platoon, you know, I mean, Lord, not a one of us looked around and go, dang, man, I think we're on a racist base. I think this place is racist because it's called Benning. Ain't nobody thought that way, not once. I want it back. John from Brownsboro said, me and my friend agree we want the Pledge of Allegiance back in school. Hey, there you go. Said, I would add good old-fashioned fist fights to subtle differences. Yeah. And then he says, go Montgomery. He's talking about the fight on the docks down there. Wow. Gary from Athens, I want our DOJ, our FBI, our patriotism, and Trump back. Well, if we get Trump back, maybe we'll get the others. But I completely agree. I'll give you one more. I want our military academies to be back to where they were before. I want to stop seeing CRT and DEI and sensitivity training in our military academies. I want our men and women who are going to lead troops to be trained to be warriors. And I want that with an American flag flying over their head and duty, honor, country being talked about every single day. All right, I'm running long. Boomer, take us to a break, brother. We'll do that right now. We'll come right back and put a lid on it. But if you got any more you want to see, we want our country back. What else do you want? Name a thing. Name a thing you want to see in this country recaptured so that we can start putting our country back where it belongs. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back. Back, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative and just plain right, making common sense a superpower. Got a few more of these text messages in here, and by the way, this audience is so awesome, man. I mean, Boomer and I get on here, and if you know what's the thing from Oh Brother, Where Art Thou? There's a feller in there, let you talk into a can. Well, we could sit here and talk into a can, but if it weren't for y'all being out there, it wouldn't even be worth it. I think we got the best audience of any show anywhere, and we know it, and do not take it for granted. In fact, I was going to say, too, the podcast is still kicking, man. So I asked you a little while ago. I hadn't even thought to ask this in like a week and a half. It just totally escaped my mind. But so for those who aren't familiar, the show, we run it live every day, obviously, for 3 hours a day, and then we take the show and we segment it into parts. Like today, you might have a dipper by itself. You'll have like the interview with Senator Tuberville. And then we podcast those. We put them out there. They're on what? Spotify, Podbean.
Really anywhere there's a podcast.
Okay.
You can get it. Yeah.
Anywhere's a podcast.
Anywhere. I mean, most anywhere.
Maybe I wanted to name them.
Oh, go on. Keep going. I was just thinking, I was like, I would have a hard time naming all of them.
Anyway, they're all out there. So if you're a podcaster, if you missed a piece and you want to catch it, or like earlier, somebody texted me a whole thing about Ross Perot, and I said, well, that was actually my monologue. Well, you can go catch the monologue. The Right Side Way is always a podcast by itself. Anyway, we are what, Boomer, at 166,000 plus now?
That's right.
166,000 plus downloads of the Right Side Podcast. Hey, when you get a second, take a look and see what our biggest states are. But I'm betting they're still going to be, of course, Alabama, Florida, California. But you said Georgia caught up at one point too, right? Or is it Tennessee?
They did. Let me look real quick.
You're looking right. All right.
I'm looking right
while
now.
While you're looking, I'm going to look at a few text messages over here. So James from Arab, he said, I'd settle for attractive people to be put back in the television commercials. He wants his commercials back. Okay. We got a brand new texter. I want faith and God back in the classroom. And that's Ross from Huntsville. Brand spanking new in the text string. Thank you, Ross. Appreciate you. And I agree with that. Put faith in God back in the classroom. Same thing. Chef Ben from Aniana. Chef Ben, an excellent chef, by the way, says, I want prayer back in our schools. A lot changed when that came out. What'd you find?
So we got the top four. We got Tennessee, Florida, Virginia, and Alabama.
Wait, are we fourth?
No, just saying Alabama's number one. I guess I should have read it the other way. Alabama, number one, Virginia, Florida, number three, Tennessee, number four.
Wow.
I know.
Where'd California go?
They're down there a little bit.
or maybe everybody in California moved to Florida.
I think everybody's moving, yeah.
Well, anyway, those of y'all that listen on podcasts, we appreciate you and love you, and thank you very much. Skip from Tony says, hey, Phil, I'd like to see marriage be reserved exclusively for a man and woman again. Yeah. I thank you, Skip. Jason from Meridianville says, dang right, nothing been the same since COVID. I know. It's like we're still having to shake off the malaise that came from it. Shane from Athens says, I want our backbone back. Wow. That's... You know what? I get it. Devin from Brownsboro, can we get respect from the younger generation back? Yeah, you know what, though? I will say this, Devin, and I know exactly why you're saying that, because I see a lot of the progressive culture coming from young skulls full of mush who have no life experience. I see that, and I know that. And I'm not just saying that as the old guy, like, get off my grass. I'm not saying that. But I will say this, too. I take heart knowing that I also know a whole lot of solid conservative individuals who are what I would have to say are the younger generation, 20s, 30s, 40s. Anyway, they're out there, man. They are out there. Jenny from Decatur, I want our good morals back. Wouldn't that be an amazing thing if morality was not considered to be, you know, antiquated? They're still coming in, Boomer. Steve from Lacey Springs says, I want comedy back. Cancel culture has killed comedy. Comedians are afraid to perform on college campuses now. You are so correct, sir. And it's true. I mean, and you know what I've appreciated, though, are the ones that really stand up, like Dave Chappelle. And I'm not even a huge Dave Chappelle fan. I think he's pretty funny. But what I really appreciated is he's pushed back on it. And he wins when he does. That's the thing. Most of the time when we push back on progressive culture like this, they don't know what to do. Because they are literally only they're broad but not deep. They don't have the depth to be able to maintain their arguments. You can't say that to me. Why? Well, because you can't say that to me. Tell me why. I don't know why. That's exactly where they are. Chip from Muscle Shoals says, let me see if I can distill down what y'all are saying. You can make it short and sweet. He says, make our country good again. Make America really, really awesome once more. Make America, on the tip of my brain, maybe somebody come up with it. Thanks, y'all. Great show. I don't know. Okay. Thank you. Are you saying we're being too wordy? I'm taking input here, bud. John from Huntsville's got our grades. Boomer, you got a B+, brother.
B+. All right. All
Boomer,
right.
You got a B+.
I didn't play a lot of sound effects. I understand.
He says he felt like you were a little down on things today. I want my sound effects back. And I want McQueen. He missed McQueen. That's what really happened.
That's what it was. We all missed McQueen.
And he said I was the winner. I earned massive extra credit points for my awesome performance on the Yaffe show this morning and for being nearly perfect today. I got an A++.
Well, there you go.
Just want to brag for a second. All right, we love y'all. I didn't even get to all that audience participation. There's still text messages left out there, but we appreciate you. Y'all are amazing. We're back here tomorrow at 2. Have a good night. Right Side Ruffians out there, you are listening.